Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us toll-free at 888-723-4630, and we shall take your call here on the air.
Jason in Saxonburg, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Unashamed 7777. Jason, I love the name. We'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, welcome, and what's your question or comment?
Hey, I heard about that excellent letter that Griff got. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to clarify that in Matthew 4 because I happen to be a little familiar with that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Well, Jesus is actually talking to his disciples and who are fishermen, and he says, so instead of you have been catching fish, but instead now I'm calling you as my disciples to go and catch people.
Oh, right. So, I remember that. Yeah.
Quote, unquote, right. So basically to go out and share the good news.
No, that's
terrific.
Ah,
well, okay.
Thank you for that.
So the fish shirt had great meaning for her.
Yes.
Biblically.
Right.
Yeah.
Or him. I think it was
him. Okay.
Yeah. As a Sunday school teacher, so they are probably encouraging their students to go and do the same because, you know, those who are following are all his disciples.
So. I get it.
I hope he encourages them to buy some more fish shirts from Griffill.
Yes.
That would work.
Whatever it takes, I'm perfectly okay with.
So. Jason, tell us about the name Unashamed 7777.
Well, I actually am a pastor, also part-time as well as selling on eBay, pretty much devoted full-time to selling on eBay as well. And so, you know, I strive to be a witness to my customers and try to do business well and understanding that everything we do, we're a reflection of, you know, those we follow, and I strive to follow Jesus.
So you're saying you're unashamed to be doing this?
Looking to do business unashamedly, that's correct.
I get it. Okay, well, it's a great name.
So how are you doing so far? Well, first, tell us what it is you sell.
Well, I sell books, music, and getting in more and more into antiques and collectibles.
Oh,
pretty
good.
Much anything, especially if we can ship it and make some money.
All right, do you do this full time?
Yes, we have a brick and mortar as well.
So I'm looking, I'm seeing that you have some algebra books.
Right.
For sale.
Yeah. Right. Textbooks.
So you listen to our show often?
Yes. Yep, and sometimes even the archives.
So don't we from time to time make your Christian pastor self a little flustered because we're not, sometimes we get
because
into the
so
adult area.
Irreverent.
No, you know, I think that, well, I think pastors, sometimes pastors are considered to be out of touch. And, you know, Jesus spent time out in the world with people just who were regular and being who they are. You know, God loves us for, he loves us as we are, you know, but he's forgiving and wants to see us grow as we, you know, follow Jesus more closely, but he still loves us as we are, no matter what we do.
So, Griff, we're loved even as we are.
Even for being so naughty, which we
Jason,
are.
Jason, we try to keep
naughty.
It together here, yeah. But we're a little naughty,
you know what?
I guess.
Yeah, and the idea is, too, is that, you know, in ministry, we're not trying to change people to make them more ethical. We're trying to shine the light of Jesus. And, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work in us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason, we just thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it.
And I'm glad you clarified the letter.
Yes, that was great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. But there was one in the Bible where you're supposed to,
I don't know, is that one in the Bible, though?
Yeah, where you're supposed to teach a guy to fish instead of.
Well, actually, no, that is not a scripture.
Really?
I didn't think it was.
Yeah. Huh.
But,
I thought it was.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Jason, before we let you go, I'm a little confused in life because my mother was Jewish and my father's North Carolina Southern Baptist. So I was raised Baptist by a Jewish mother. So I'm a little confused. Thank you for calling.
There's another verse that says, "Seek me and you will find me because you seek me with all your heart." So I would trust that, you know, if you continue to seek after the Lord, he will reveal himself to you for who he is.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Those kind
God
words.
God bless you guys, and I love to continue listening.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much.
Well, gee, Griff, we haven't turned off a minister. I'm kind of surprised, quite frankly.
Well, I think we're pretty harmless. All right, sometimes I push the envelope. But, you know, it's there. The envelope says push. Am I not going to push it? I don't know. What was I going to say? I forget.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That
email just made my day. So
it was a great email, Griff.
Yeah.
So we have some police blotter news.
Oh, really?
The eBay police blotter.
Okay.
According to a newly leaked Pentagon document, thousands of pieces of advanced hardware issued to U.S. military forces in Afghanistan are lost or otherwise unaccounted for. And guess where they're turning up? On eBay. The Pentagon says these items went missing because the units to whom they were assigned exercised poor control. The items are not for civilian use. In fact, they're controlled under the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. Equipment such as thermal optic imaging and night vision glasses were designed to detect roadside explosives, but it's being marketed on eBay as sporting goods, hunting equipment, bird watching equipment, and camping supplies. Pentagon report enlists the help of anyone with knowledge of these items. So if you run into an item on eBay that you think might be used not for bird watching, but for other things, you might want to say something about it. Also on the eBay police blotter, Castillo Chavez, age 21, has been arrested and accused of stealing more than $30,000 worth of goods from his employer, a sports memorabilia business. They seized $33,000 worth of stolen goods Wednesday and found a large amount of marijuana valued at $6,000.
Yikes!
Police said that Chavez was allegedly selling the items on eBay when he was caught.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So that's our eBay police blotter. And a lot of people do this when they steal.
They put it on eBay.
A lot of these thieves put it on eBay. Duh.
Really smart criminals. Put it on eBay.
Another guy.
No one will know.
No, an employee in Wales, he stocked his eBay store, all with products he stole from a hospital storeroom, even using their postage machine to maximize the profits.
Jeez.
He was desperate to get himself out of a financial crisis.
Yeah, well, that's what desperation will do.
Stole hundreds of items to sell on eBay. The majority of the items he sold over the 15-month period were latex gloves.
Yeah.
As a result, he called his business on eBay Gloves for You.
Gloves for You and Jail for Me.
He advertised the goods online, taking photographs of them on his office desk, right at work, printing out labels at work, some of which were found in his car on the day of his arrest. In addition to 800 boxes of latex gloves, he sold digital hearing aid batteries, work trousers, and boots. He even sold the uniform he was issued following his promotion to a position in human relations within the National Health Board in Wales. So, you know, they steal these things and then they put them on eBay and they think nobody's going to notice.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting the compromises that some people will make when faced with choice, tough decisions. They'll make some moral compromises to do things like this and kind of, I don't know, I guess there must be a part of their brain that's justifying it.
Well, we've all got some of that in us, but it's a constant struggle to deal with your conscience and to do what's right. Your entire life, usually, you run into situations where you want to take the easy way out of something, and then your conscience and your character say, no, I can't do that.
But stealing is
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stealing is bad.
Paul.
Hey, I feel bad if I take a pen from eBay.
I don't feel bad about pens. That I feel if any company writes their name, right now I've got a pen from some insurance company that
I don't even use.
Yeah, but
no, these aren't pens with eBay's name on them. These are the pens that they are provided to us through office supplies.
Yeah, but shoot, Griff.
I know, but it's when it starts small and when does it end?
I know. My father, who was a very honest person, used to bring home light bulbs and toilet paper from the ship.
Not sorry.
Yeah, I know. But they all did it. But, you know, I don't know.
So if everyone jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do it too?
No, I agree with you 100%. But if a company puts their name on something, I feel okay to take that pen because they meant it to be marketed.
Yeah. No, exactly. This is different.
Paul in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Emilio2806. Hello, Paul. Hi. Thank you. What's your question or comment?
I want to know if customer service can mess around with an account to inhibit sales. I got into a disagreement with customer service and went without sales, without a single sale for 10 days.
Yeah, no, they don't do that.
I'm just wondering if it's possible, if they can.
It's not possible. What they would have to do is go in and take your listings down. But the customer service can't change anything about the way listings are served. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, today's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 320.
There are items you can and cannot sell on eBay. Jennifer Taggart is known on eBay as top-rated seller, LA Shopaholic. She's also an attorney. She says you may not know you're selling recalled items.
You, as a seller, should check recalls.gov before selling something. Some things are easier because you do registration for bigger items, appliances, cars, and stuff. It's much easier to look at. But if you're buying stuff to sell, you might not have gotten that notice. And while thrift stores and charity stores are not supposed to sell recalled items, they may not be as conscientious about checking for whatever reason. You must go and check recalls.gov before selling.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
So in case you have not visited our archive site lately, and I know a lot of you get it through, get our show through RSS feeds or iTunes, but coming on, many of you come on our archive site, and one of the things we have in addition to the archives on there is a seller resource center. And if you'll find it up at the top of any of our archive pages, and it says seller resources, and the drop-down box includes tools and services, seller groups. We have every seller group in the United States of America and some in foreign countries listed there and how to get to them. We have seller events, seller bookmarks, seller bookshelf, and lease tips. If you hover over seller resources, the box comes down. If you click on seller events, you come to our wonderful seller events calendar. And what's going on, Griff? You have a lot to do with some of these things. So
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Because they mention you in them. Right. This Saturday, the 23rd of May, how to get started and become successful selling on eBay Meetup. It's a new eBay sellers group. Rick Vallone is the organizer. It is happening every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And the location is Appliance Repair Guy, 4251 Derrick Way in Sarasota, Florida.
Yes.
Also on that same day, how to get started and become successful selling on eBay. Isn't that the same one? Why is it on there twice? Yeah, this is on there twice. Sorry about that.
Oh, should only be there once.
That's right. And then next week, the 26th.
Yes.
Southern California E-Commerce Sellers Group Q&A with eBay's Jim Griff Griffith.
Yes.
Patty Coleman, of course, is the organizer. And I wish I could be there with you, Griff. It just isn't happening for me next week.
I'm sorry.
Sarah Vello's Restaurant, 4115 Viking Way in Long Beach, California. And it, again, is from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Griff is going to be on a big screen on Skype. He's going to be able to see you sitting there. And you're going to be able to see him and talk to him. It should be lots of fun. I was supposed to be there, and I wish I could, but I can't.
Well, maybe next time.
So there you have it. So that's what's going on. And if you would like to submit a seller event to us, on that same page, any archive page of eBay Radio, by the way, you get to it by going to ebayradio.com and clicking on the archive button, you will see submit a seller event. Just click on that and fill out the form, and we'll be happy to do it for you. So, Griff, when are you going sailing? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay.
If you don't hear from me on Thursday, you'll know that I drowned.
Oh, come on. Come on. Do you swim?
Yes, I could swim.
And you you can swim, yes.
I can, yes. I can stay afloat and I can move forward.
So you're going to be sitting there in your white clothes with a parasol.
With my lace parasol.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I'll have a white reticule that'll have my accessories for the day.
Of course. Oh.
Sunscreen, two pairs of sunglasses, my cologne of the day, so for I can spritz up. And what else will be in there?
It's so sporty of you.
Yes, it's very sporting. And very butch, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I am a total ridiculous fool.
Have a good time. We're going to be getting ready for, well, first of all, the remodeling is happening again tomorrow and then again Monday and Tuesday. They're coming Memorial Day to finish it. And the following day, Tuesday.
Oh, good, good, good.
And then my relatives are coming to stay with us until they find a house.
Oh, great.
So I'm going to be cleaning.
Good for you.
I think I'm going to bring in Molly Maids or Mary Maids.
I think you should. You should spread that stuff around.
Why should I do it?
No. Don't do it yourself when you can hire someone else to do it.
Well, I hope all of you listening are going to have a great Memorial Day.
We will.
And I wonder how many people are still going to be. So the post office is closed on Monday.
On Monday, yes.
So I wonder how many eBay sellers actually have fun over the weekend. And
I bet lots of people do things over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be listing, I think.
You can't get it to the post office on Monday, so you got a little time.
You got a little time.
Right.
I think I'll be spending the day Saturday in the garage. Everything working out. So I'm looking for. I've got lots of shoes and shirts to list.
And like you've been telling us, and I've noticed the same thing, when you start listing more, you start selling.
Right. You can't sell if you don't list.
It like jogs something.
List more, sell more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stand there. List.
I want to remind you all, too, that to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter with Tuesday's secret word,
yes,
go to ebayradio.com and click Listen Live. Then click the group chat link on the player to sign in through community. Even if you were already signed into eBay, then scroll down past the Listen Live and Archives on Demand button. Select the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. You have to be signed in through community in order to see the discussion posts. And in addition to the secret word, you'll find instructions for subscribing to the newsletter in every edition, complete with screenshots on how to do it. Then you'll receive the eBay Radio Group newsletter via email right in your inbox on show days. And also, I'd love you to subscribe to Lee's List. I send those out twice a week to remind you that the show is happening live. Just lee@voicemarketing.com and in the subject line say, put me on Lee's List. We'll be happy to do that.
Absolutely.
Griff, we've had a pretty good show today.
I think so, yes.
Some nice phone calls. We gave away $100. That's always good.
You know how I know we've had a good show?
How do you know?
I can't believe how it's over.
Yeah.
It went so fast.
It goes fast.
I mean, I just think these things fly by.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone.
Happy Memorial Day to you. This segment was brought by Bubble Fast. We'll be live again next Thursday. Tuesday, we'll be off. This is eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now, yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.